One of the other issues that the practicing oncologists may be interested in is the monitoring of the patients, because in the past we used to monitor them with bone marrow aspirations, which was painful. And now we have the different tools like the FISH, which can be done on the peripheral blood, and also the molecular testing, the quantitative PCR. My opinion is we're overusing those tests beyond the third year, because once a patient is in a complete cytogenetic response, the course of the disease is very predictable, and we probably should not modify therapies in a patient who's in a complete cytogenetic response where the molecular testing is showing variability, because that molecular test can be very heterogeneous. So my recommendation is close monitoring in the first 2 years, perhaps with cytogenetic or FISH analysis every 6 months. But once the patients are in a complete cytogenetic response, which is stable, I think we can monitor them much less frequently, maybe with FISH or quantitative PCR every 6 to 12 months, and bone marrows, if needed, every 2 years. There has been a recent trend to recommend molecular testing every 2 to 3 months, and I think it's an abuse of the test and may lead to a lot of false initiatives because of the variability of the molecular testing.